All right, so I'm here today with Sandra Breiderman and Dorilyn Neuwirth, Newcomb College alumnae, who host our annual, biannual NAA book club out of South Florida. Let's get started just by having each of you introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about your Newcomb College experience and what you studied and then where life took you after college.
So I attended Newcomb. I was the class of 1977 and I was a bio major. I wasn't necessarily pre-med because in those days it wasn't a clear pathway for women to become doctors. It was a lot of, there's some of my colleagues, actually most of my colleagues became doctors and eventually I did as well. But in those days it was not the path for women necessarily. So I did research first, and then I worked at the medical school here in Miami, and then I did an MBA in healthcare administration. I was always interested in wellness and prevention. And then I worked in new product development for a major big pharma, but then I decided to go back to medical school in naturopathic medicine and studied in Australia, where I lived for 8 years practicing natural medicine. But then wanted to come back home and also became an acupuncture physician, where I've been now living back in Miami, working as a naturopath and acupuncture physician for the past 20 some years. And I do attribute Newcomb with, you know, opening my eyes to the possibility of education and the education it provided me and the opportunities to go forth in my life.
Great. And Dorilyn, what about you? You might have to unmute yourself first.
Yes. Okay. So I'll be honest, I went to Newcomb not knowing that I was going to Newcomb versus Tulane. I really wasn't aware that Newcomb had been an all-women's school historically. By the time I got there, it was very much integrated with the College of Arts and Sciences. So I'm in some ways sad that I missed out on what was perhaps the true Newcomb experience once upon a time that I think Sandra had more of. But as an alumni, I love that we do have programming that's somewhat woman-focused, and so I've really enjoyed being a Newcomb alumna post Tulane. I will say the graduations were still separate when I was there, so that was a nice experience to have the daisy chain, and I really, you know, enjoyed that. So I had a little taste of Newcomb as an all-women's school, at least during graduation. So I've been very active as a Tulane volunteer for a long time. I've served on the Tulane Alumni Association Board of Directors two terms, and I've served as a Tulane club leader on and off for several decades. So I've certainly stayed very connected to Tulane for quite some time.
What led you to host the book club for the NAA?
I think just in my role as a club leader. Actually, I take that back. When I was attending one of the Tulane Alumni Association board meetings, one of the fellow club leaders from Boston introduced me to the then director of alumni, Heather Corbett, I think her name was. It was a homecoming meeting, and it was a tailgate happening at the Superdome, back when we were playing at the Superdome pre-Yulman. And the club leader from Boston, her name was Betsy, she introduced me to Heather, and it was when they were first launching the Newcomb Book Club, Regional Book Club programming. So it was, I think, at its inception. So Heather was very excited and enthusiastic about it, and she said, "Do you think that's something the South Florida Club could be involved with?" And I said, "Sure." So we looked for our first host. So I haven't personally technically hosted any of the book clubs. I've facilitated the book clubs in the sense that I found other people to host. So our first one I got the former mayor of Hollywood to host in at her home, and she actually married a man she met at Tulane, and so that was a nice intro to book club for us. And they, her husband's somewhat of a gourmet chef by hobby, not by trade. He's a doctor by trade, and they prepared an amazing meal for us. And it was a very great way to kick off book club in South Florida. So, yeah, they actually met at Tulane and married in Rogers Chapel during homecoming week. So, I mean, during graduation week, sorry.
And how did the two of you meet, Sandra and Dory?
We met because Dory was hosting. It was on Dory. Dory is amazing at getting people together. I think it was a networking event that Dory hosted that I met her at. Is that right, Dory? I can't remember.
Well, so one of the things the South Florida Club has been doing for probably a decade is that we have ongoing networking lunches, sometimes dinners, throughout the Tri-County area, the South Florida area. And I believe it was one of the Miami lunches that I first met you at. I think you attended one of those lunches, and after you attend one, I keep making sure that you attend more. Once I know there's a little interest, we're going to make sure you keep coming back.
Great. Can you tell me a bit about how, I guess, how your book club sort of morphed into what it is now, which is you've gone beyond just meeting to discuss the sort of NAA assigned readings, and you're taking on all of your own books and meeting more regularly than the official NAA does. So if you could just tell me a little bit about that group dynamic and how that came about.
So I was scheduled to host the Newcomb Spring Book Club on March 14th, the day that we were told that, you know, COVID is happening, you have to, I forgot what they called it in Florida. They I don't think they ever told us to quarantine, or I can't remember what the word was, but we weren't supposed to go out. And that was the day that I was supposed to host people. So we were contemplating what to do. And so we were, I think, texting, chatting back and forth with Dory what to do. And I go, let's just do it virtually. Dory goes, no, it'll get fixed. We'll do it in a couple weeks ago. Now we're doing this virtually. We're going to pull it off somehow. You know, it was that we had just had the big Audacious campaign. I said, we're audacious. We could pull this off. and so we did. I think I called my daughter, who obviously knows tech pretty much more than I do. She works in tech. And so she taught me how to get a Zoom thing going. Actually, I think it was a Google Hangout, the first one. And we did it, and we pulled it off, and we did the Google Hangout. And it was so wonderful, because that was that day that we were all so frightened, because that was the first day that we were like, totally, what is going on? It was really the first day of the pandemic and the lockdown. I think that's what they called it in Florida. We so enjoyed just talking about, and we discussed the book for a long time. And yes, a little bit of our own personal lives went in, but we were able to support each other and logging on to technology, which was very scary for us then. We're not we're baby boomers. This is not our lifeblood, but we did it. And we were able to have an amazing, you know, like cultural, intellectual discussion about not COVID. And we did that, and we connected to each other, and we so appreciated the background that we all shared and the intellect and the ability to share wholeheartedly and, you know, and in a very deep and meaningful way. And it was so rich in the middle of this very scary day that we decided, you know, let's do this again. And we did. And each month we just were able to connect, particularly during when we were totally at home and not seeing anybody. We changed to like that same day. Then I got Zoom. Someone at the thing said, oh, Zoom's a better platform. And so I bought Zoom that day. And we've been meeting since. And it's been like a wonderful way to connect with other women who share, you know, the keen intellectual, social, cultural depth that, you know, we craved, and we're able to share that with one another. So it was very enriching.
Great. What are some of the books that you've read?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. Do you remember, Dory?
That's a really good question.
They were all enjoyable. And some of them we read, some of them we spark noted or whatever. you know, we made it so that we can discuss the book. I can't remember. They were all good, but I cannot remember one of them.
I know we read Their Eyes Were Watching God by Jordan Hurston. I know we read that. And then the one that we read right after the Florida book by Lauren Groff, the name is escaping me. We definitely read one that was by one of the Zale Kimmerling writers.
Sorry, go ahead, Dory.
That was the science fiction one. And I have the list. I could definitely pull up the list.
Also, it was like in the bayous of South Carolina. That was also like a Newcomb. We try to get like Newcomb. Like it ended up being a bunch of like anthropology women writers, not intentionally, but that had some sort of Newcomb connection.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Where the Crawdads.
We definitely read that.
One of them, and then. Can't remember what they were, but they were, you know, and the conversations were good. They were multicultural. They were very, you know, about different lifestyles and how to deal with things. I can't remember.
Sounds like
I read on a Kindle, so I never know the titles of the books. So.
Well, if you can eventually get me a list, that would be great, and I'll just publish it with the article. But has the book club sort of continued at the same pace? Are you meeting multiple times this fall, or are you kind of just focusing on The Yellow House by Sarah Broom, which is our fall selection for anyone listening?
We've been meeting monthly since we got started. So we had been meeting more or less on the Newcomb schedule in the past. I will say, actually, even before COVID and before doing this virtually, we had a solid core of women that were enjoying book club. And we did meet a couple times in the summer, you know, in addition to the fall and spring Newcomb designated book clubs. So I guess we've always had a more active book club than maybe some others. You know, people wanted to do it, so we kept doing it. So we've been doing it monthly, and I just sent you.
Oh yeah, by Alice Hoffman. That's right. And everybody,
right, the world that we knew by Alice Hoffman.
Yeah.
Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Dawn by Octavia Butler. I know she was a Zale Kimmerling writer in residence. And Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah, and we try to let different members of the book club just come up with their choice. We tried, you know, to be very, you know, consensus-led.
Great. What advice would you give, or how would you encourage other Newcomb alumni nationwide to sort of get involved in their local book clubs, or maybe host a book club if they are on the fence about it?
A virtual or a physical or IRL?
Definitely virtual for now, for the foreseeable future.
Well, it's very easy to do virtual. You don't have to cook. you don't have to clean your house. That's the pros. And then it's just really nice. I mean, when Newcomb women get together, it's a certain vibe, a certain depth that ensues, that's really pleasurable and enjoyable. And so that's the pros. You know, there was very few cons, except if you're having a hard time focusing because of uncertainty during COVID. But then you can just you know, like sort of look up the book and still have a good discussion, because the discussions that we have are very deep and enriching, and, you know, we feel connected. So those are, which are important things to have, you know, in this time when we're so isolated.
Dory, do you have anything to add?
Well, I would say that even in pre-COVID times, I tried to stress to anybody that was considering hosting that they could do as little or as much as they wanted to. So our first book club, when Mara Galante hosted a meal and put out beautiful wines, and it was quite the experience. And I thought, wow, she set the bar so high, nobody that came is going to want to, you know, do this afterwards. But we've also, you know, just met at a tea shop and had tea while we talked. We've done, you know, the host provided the wine and guests brought small dishes to share. So we've, you know, assuming that eventually we'll be able to go back to doing it in person, that's what I really tell people. You can do as little or as much as you want. It's really the getting together. So, and then clearly virtually, it's really little to host. And I think some people might be intimidated by the idea that they have to lead the discussion. And I think our experience has been that the discussions flow very naturally. And if you just ask the simple, what did you think of the book? The discussions will flow from there. So I don't think it has to be, you know, particularly structured. I mean, again, it could be if a host wanted to do it that way. But I think Newcomb women are not necessarily shy, and they will share their opinions when asked, and the conversation will flow. And that, you know, you don't need a ton of participants to make it worthwhile. I think we've had as many as 8 and as few as 4. And we always have good conversation. So it's just a wonderful way to stay connected.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I would add is that it's very easy if the things that's holding you back also are the questions, is that they're like online. Most books have book club questions that you can just look in, and it's a jumping off point. There's maybe a few questions that you can use, but then the conversation will definitely flow. And, you know, so there's very little friction towards hosting one virtually, if that's really the only, like, you know, hesitation is, will I know the right questions? And yes, you can look them up online, most books, and then you'll only get to 3 out of the dozen that you've prepared.
Right. Right. The conversation flows so naturally that you probably won't get to too many questions in the, you know, designated time. And I would just say that it's also, like all alumni events, really, it's a wonderful way to meet people that you have something in common with that you probably would not otherwise meet. And, you know, I love that our book club events, along with all the other events we have in South Florida, you know, we get people who have already celebrated their 50-year reunion, and we have current students joining us for some. So, and as a matter of fact, the last in-person book club that we had, which was at Luis Bordeaux Silverstein's house, we had an accepted student who hadn't even attended Tulane yet, and she reached out to me and asked if it would be appropriate for her to join us, and I said absolutely. So it really just allows you to connect with people you would probably not otherwise meet, but you'll always be glad that you had a chance to meet them.
Yeah, and that was true, that we have many generations. You know, there was women from, you know, that were older than I prior to the class of 70s and, you know, 60s and 50s even, I think. And there was this person who was just about to attend, and like everything in between. So it's great having like a you know, very multi-generational outlook on topics that we can discuss that are all pertinent to women, which is like a wonderful, it's always a wonderful gathering when you get that different viewpoints of women getting together and sharing.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. That's about all the time we have today, but I really appreciate it.
Thank you.